amazing what you find with the National Party front bench. I've been lunching in Copperfields.
Oh, yeah. We're
probably around the right window.
Alright.
Thank you.
Probably around here. There's been some suggestions that the, well, I was going to say leaks, so hardly leaks now, there's sort of a steady stream is occurring has come from Copperfield. I just want to make it clear that it hasn't. But the there were a number of National Party front benches in there earlier on. What is clear is that John Key has now lost control of the National Party. I got this morning a copy of the conservation policy, another policy to be released by John Key tomorrow at Waiheke Island. And again, because I'm from the government, I'm here to help people generally, I'm helping John by releasing his policy for him. It's now become quite a tradition of leaks. I think if you go back to Nicky Hager and the work that he did on the Hollow Men, very much based on leaks from the National Party. We've had Bill English leaking the sale of Kiwi Bank. We've had Maurice Williamson leaking the fact that they're going to charge $50 to go to and from work in your own car. And now we have both the environment and subsequently the conservation policies. I think it's a sign of a National Party that can't run itself well, and if you can't run an opposition well, you certainly can't run a government well.
Mr. Key says that it was simply a fact that this was left in Copperfield yesterday. You don't take it as...
I think as with the environment policy, the response is the same. You could do a DB. Billboard with it, you're right.
So you're saying it came from a National Party source?
I'm not going to identify where it came from, but I make it quite clear it wasn't left in Copperfield.
So it came to you personally?
It came to my office.
Both policies did?
Both policies came to my office.
Do you think they came from an MP?
I'm not going to go down the route of doing anything to identify someone who was currently being very helpful.
Do you know where it came from? Do you know?
I don't know specifically. No, I don't.
Do you have any expectation of further policies?
I would be very happy if the person who's been giving us these things continued to do that, because I think what it does is it gives us an opportunity to analyse the policy. What does the result of it? In this case, again, it's one of those very, very short policies with big gaps in it. I'm happy for them to continue sending us stuff.
What makes you so sure that they are not just from a folder that was left in Copperfield?
I can't give an absolute guarantee on that, but I think the fact that they're being drip-fed is a bit of an indication that they're not part of a package.
Are you disappointed they're not more controversial, though?
Well, it is sad, for example, that they haven't addressed public access to the high country. There's nothing in there about marine reserves. So it is a case of the National Party avoiding the harder issues, but that's what we've come to expect of them.
I think this is embarrassing for them?
Well, I would be absolutely embarrassed if I was John Key. If I had a probably a core group of MPs and staffers who were not capable of looking after policy, I'd be deeply embarrassed.
What if they run the Don Rash argument and say that they've been stolen?
Well, they can run that, something that Nicky Hager's denied very, very intensely back in that time. I think it's just another one of the history of a dissenting person within the organisation. And clearly, if you treat people the way that John Key's been treating Bill English and Maurice Williamson, you're not going to have a united organisation.
You didn't get the policy as part of the upsize for your coffee in the end?
No. I always have a large coffee and they never give me policy with it.
Did your policies come as separate?
I got this morning. I got the other one on Wednesday.
Here's a look.
Oh, you can have a copy. All right, and you can do the analysis on it, and you'll be able to. You'll read it in about a minute and a half, I think you'll find that there'll be more questions of omission than commission on it.
Trevor, you're not just trying to deflect attention from the fact that the tourism industry is worried about the amount of litter in the environment and is putting off tourists from coming to New Zealand, apparently.
That's not an issue that have been put to me to date, no.
Or detracting from the government's position with regards to Mr. Glenn.
This has nothing to do with Mr. Glenn at all. I'm unless it's something really... really bizarre, I can't see why a Tory would give me material to avoid the Glen question. That's there's a leap in logic there that I don't get.